Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele, and we're delivering the best local news. I like how I add that little in there, like, we're the best local news. Trying to go for, like, one of the penguins on Madagascar. We're here, Eastern Sierra Now. Sort of like Captain Kirk, you know what I mean? We're the best local news. Hey, let's get to the point. So, the point is this, and it's not a good one. Inyo ranks 7th in the U.S. for COVID-19 case rates right now. 7th. Are you kidding me? In the last 2 days, Inyo County has experienced an extreme spike in the COVID-19 transmission rate, placing us at the 7th highest case rate in the entire country. As of Wednesday, October 20th, 2021, we have had a case spike in the last 2 days, 52 new cases since October 18th. You know what the date is today? October 21st. 52 people since the 18th. Are you kidding me? Accompanied by one more death and bringing our total death toll to 41. Currently, the active number of cases in Inyo County is at 193. 54 of those cases are in ages 0 to 17, 68 in ages 18 to 49, 42 in ages 50 to 64, and 29 in 65 or older. 147 of the active cases took place in northern Inyo County, the area north of and including Big Pine. 44 took place in southern Inyo County, the areas south of and including Independence. And 2 took place in eastern Inyo County, areas east of Lone Pine. This puts us at an average of 23 cases per day, with a case rate of 128 per every 100,000, the highest case rate in California, following at a distance by Mariposa County at 81 cases per 100,000. That is a lot of people. Inyo County's average hospitalizations are 25 per 100,000. COVID-19 cases can be mild or extremely severe, and symptoms will usually develop 2 to 14 days after being exposed to the virus. If you've been exposed recently or if you experience any of these symptoms, it is recommended to get tested. I shouldn't have to say all this. This has been years of us dealing with this. Can we please just get over this? Here's the symptoms. Fever or chills, cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle or body aches, headache, loss of taste or smell, sore throat, congestion or runny nose, nausea or vomiting, diarrhea. As cases rise, Northern Inyo Hospital has previously asked to only come to the emergency room or use emergency services if you're experiencing a medical emergency. Seek emergency care immediately if you're experiencing these symptoms. Trouble breathing, pain or pressure in the chest that doesn't go away, confusion, inability to either wake up or stay awake, pale gray or blue-colored skin, lips, or nail beds. Alleviating COVID-19 symptoms at home. Unfortunately, Inyo and Mono counties have limited resources when it comes to caring for COVID-19 patients, and there's no cure for the coronavirus. This is why it's so important we focus on prevention. However, if you find yourself sick at home with COVID-19, here are a few things you can do to help alleviate your symptoms. For a fever, you can take a fever reducer like acetaminophen. You can stay hydrated, extremely hydrated. Get lots of rest. For a cough, sip on drinks throughout the day. Drink warm beverages. Try a teaspoon of honey in hot tea or hot water. Breathe in steam like from a shower or a humidifier. Gargle salt water. Eat a frozen treat. Suck on cough drops or lozenges. Use cough medicine. Or eat another frozen treat, which is what I would do. Take slow breaths if you're having shortness of breath. Relax or meditate. That helps with shortness of breath. An inhaler if previously prescribed. So if you have asthma, keep that sucker around your neck on a chain. Again, if sickness reaches any of the emergency symptoms listed above, seek medical care immediately. As for the vaccinations, currently 65.1% of Inyo County residents over 12 have been fully vaccinated, while 8.5 only have one dose, and the remaining 26.4 have not been vaccinated. We have not been able to obtain any data as of now regarding case rates in the vaccinated versus unvaccinated population. It is possible this information may not be released due to patient confidentiality. We are still searching for that. But I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts more of these cases are probably unvaccinated. Maybe I'm wrong. If you're interested in getting vaccinated and in your county, you do not have to be a resident. All vaccines are free. Inyo County currently has 7 operating vaccine clinics. Appointments are required for all. Check the list below for what vaccines will be offered at each clinic and where to make an appointment. If you want to make an appointment, go to easternsierranow.com and check out this article. And for more information on these topics, there are a lot more resources linked on this page written by Ella Boehm for Eastern Sierra Now. Well, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing this name, but I also don't think I should apologize to a murderer. But Josua Correa Vasquez found guilty of first-degree murder. The following is a press release from the County of Mono office. A Mono County jury found Josua, Correa Vasquez guilty of all charges on Tuesday afternoon at the courthouse in Mammoth Lakes, California. Mr. Correa Vasquez was convicted of first-degree murder while lying in wait for the killing of Omar Sanchez, which took place on October 9, 2016 in Mammoth Lakes. The jury deliberated for about 2 hours before reaching a verdict after a trial that took a little more than 2 weeks and featured testimony from nearly 20 witnesses. On October 9, 2016, Omar Sanchez left his home on Azimuth just before 2 a.m. to drive to work at Vaughn's. Mr. Correa Vasquez, a fellow employee at Vaughn's, had parked across the street from Mr. Sanchez's home about 90 minutes earlier and waited for Mr. Sanchez to come outside for his work shift. When Mr. Sanchez exited his home and started walking towards his car, Mr. Correa Vasquez approached the victim and fired 30 rounds from his AK-47, killing him almost instantly. In the days following the murder, his brother, Eliud Correa Vasquez, buried the gun outside of Shady Rest Park. After it was recovered, ballistics determined the cartridge casings found at the murder scene were fired from Mr. Correa Vasquez's AK-47. The trial attorney for the prosecution, Assistant District Attorney David Anderson, said after the verdict, "I am so happy Omar's family finally has some justice. This has been a long process for Omar's wife and children, and I hope they can rest a bit easier knowing his killer has been convicted. I also thank the jury for their hard work and diligence throughout this case." Based on the statements of witnesses during trial, Mr. Correa Vasquez appeared to have had numerous personal issues with Mr. Sanchez. Mr. Sanchez was Mr. Correa Vasquez's manager at Vaughn's and allegedly threatened to fire Mr. Correa Vasquez along with some other family members if they did not complete their tasks at work. Mr. Correa Vasquez stated in a post-arrest interview that his hatred for Mr. Sanchez was the reason he killed him. Mr. Correa Vasquez is scheduled to be sentenced for his crimes on January 18, 2022 at 1:30 p.m. in Bridgeport. He faces life in prison without the possibility of parole. Well, there's just not much today, and I was out shooting a cross-country meet, so I'm getting late to the news. So we're just going to finish this up with some weather and call it good. What was it like today? Bishop is up for a windy weekend starting tonight with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. These winds will continue through Saturday, topping 24 miles per hour on Friday, 20 miles per hour on Friday night, and 21 on Saturday. However, this wind is set to blow in a storm starting Sunday, where Bishop will get on and off rain showers from Sunday through Tuesday. Daytime highs will be in the 70s, dropping to the low 60s on Monday and Tuesday. Back up to the low 70s on Wednesday. Nighttime lows will be in the low 40s and high 30s. For Mono County and Mammoth Lakes, they will be getting a good mix of snow and wind this weekend. Wind will start today, reaching gusts of 20 miles per hour that will go up to 25 miles per hour overnight and get stronger through Friday with gusts of 45 miles an hour. Finally, going out with a bang on Friday night with gusts of 35 miles an hour. Friday, Mammoth has a 40% chance of snow after 8 a.m. with a possible accumulation of less than half an inch. Friday night, a 30% chance of snow before 11, possible accumulation of half an inch. Saturday, there will be a 20% chance of snow. On Sunday, there'll be a 40% chance of snow before 11 with accumulation of half an inch. Sunday night, possibly heavy rain mixed with snow, rain and snow on Monday, and a chance of snow continuing into Tuesday before the storm clears out on Wednesday. Daytime highs will start out in the 50s, gradually decrease to the low 30s as the storm progresses, going back into the low 40s after the storm has passed. Nighttime lows will be in the low 30s and high 20s. So, inch and a half, that's good. Let's hope that goes and it sticks. That would be pretty amazing because we could start using that right about now. By the way, we have a real snow report by the Mammoth brand. That's right. That's who we're talking about today. You need to get over there and talk to the Mammoth Brand right now. Get yourself a sweatshirt, get yourself a beanie, because it's going to be cold in the next couple of days and you might as well look good doing it. That's always been my motto. But they also, on our website, easternsherenow.com, offer a real snow report. What does that even mean? What it means is we're not getting the information from somewhere in Washington, D.C. Jason, who owns the Mammoth Brand, is going to walk outside and tell you what he sees. This is how much is happening. He's going to go up to the mountain. He's going to tell you how much is up there. What's going on? What's the town like? What's the wind like? And he's going to describe it exactly as it's actually happening. This is wonderful for tourists because if you live in Mammoth, who cares what he says? You're there. But everybody else, we want to know because we're looking to get up there and shred some gnar. And I don't think there's some gnar yet. So let's get on this gnar, all right? Mammoth Brand, absolutely invaluable information, as well as the best in Mammoth apparel. Head over and check out themammothbrand.com or go to easternsierranow.com and click on the link. Tell them Jesse sent you. Speaking of Jesse, that's me. This is Eastern Sierra Now, and we are getting out of here for October 21st, 2021. See you tomorrow, everybody.